with my late wife, we had a mantle, you know, and when I grew up as a boy, and usually had a clock on there, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, one of those sitting clocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
With nice chimes.
Mm-hmm. Now, the part that juts out from the fireplace, maybe you can sit on it. I don't know, in your house, I don't know what it's like. Can you sit on it? Or?
You could.
Is it raised, I mean? Is it? Some people have a raised.
It's not a place where you would sit anyway. It's not adapted to that. I don't think so, no. And we just recently had converted Betty, that's my present wife. If we had fires, which you don't have too often, because naturally we have natural gas heat. If you burned wood, which we had always before, in that house, you know, periodically you got to clean out the ashes and, and sweep it out and all that business. And so we piped in gas in there. And so it has gas logs that look like real logs, and the flames come out of there.
Everybody I've talked to has done that to their fireplace.
Yeah.
In El Paso.
Sure, a lot less work and trouble for the wife or maid, you know.
Sure. That, but that part that juts out in front, like a, if there was a part that jutted out in front of a fireplace, what would your name for that part be?
I don't know that we'd have a name for it because nobody sits there.
Well, some people have just some tiles in front of the fireplace that catch the sparks that come out.
They have what?
Tiles. Say, if you had a working fireplace.
Yes, there's a tiles there. But I think if you tried to sit on that, it would be too close to the fire. It also, the fire has got a metal screen that you can close to keep sparks from popping out onto the carpet. But there is are tiles there. But you wouldn't sit on them. It wouldn't be very comfortable.
Would you call what you have a hearth, or is it some? Is it?
That's what I would call it, the hearth. But nobody, nobody sits there in the place adapted to sitting there.
Okay. Let's see. Do you have? Okay. The thing that holds logs in a fireplace. Usually they have like two little, you know, things that stick up, and they have balls on the top. They look like they're like brass things.
Do you yes, the whole log. Yes, we have those.
What are those called? You know, before I started,
are they called braziers?
Braziers?
B-R-A-S-I-E-R-S, or but the gas logs, and before that, the wooden logs sat on the. On them, and as they rested on these things that stuck out, as you say, had brass balls on the top of them.
Have you heard them called andirons?
Yes, I have heard them called andirons.
Can you remember any other names that you might have for them?
No.
Sometimes people have interesting names.
We've gotten to where we just hardly ever use it anyway.
Yeah. I mean,
because it's so much easier just to turn on the gas, although it's certainly easy with that kind of a fireplace just to turn on the gas. But we just don't use it very often, and we have such moderate climate here. We didn't even have any winter last year.
Yeah. Now, the black stuff inside the chimney is...
Soot. Soot.
How would you usually pronounce it?
Soot.
Soot?
Soot.
And let's see, the small pieces of wood that you would use to start a fire are called?
Well, kindling. But with those gas logs, you don't need that.
Right.
You just turn it on and the flames come out.
That's very nice.
But yeah, the old kind that I'd had until